BOE back in session. Mr. Styron, BOE 517 through 521.
Yes, I'm here on behalf of the Burlington Hawk Property Group, Hawk Property Holdings, HPX 5 American Eagle Inn LLC, on these properties. The situation is all the same. The challenges to the reclassification of them from residential to commercial. Garrett Hawk, who manages all these companies and is the primary owner, is here, and he can testify that none of the lodgings are available for shorter terms than 30 days. All have written leases. We've submitted a copy of the lease form that's used in all of them. They require proof of 30 days, proof of income that they can pay for 30 days, that proof of employment or income. All of these properties have, each of the units has cooking facilities. And we believe under the statute that none of the units are available for transient occupancy, and under the statute they must, it qualifies as residential.
Go okay. ahead. And
can I ask Harry a question real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
So, Harry, I'm looking at this, and it shows like we swapped one and then we put it back. These are all in Branson, are they not?
Yes.
Okay. All we require is the occupancy permit to flip it over to residential. That's all we need. And apparently we did not get that for whatever changed.
Right. But I don't know of anything in the statute or your rules that require an occupancy permit. We asked the city for its for occupancy permits. Mr. Hawk filed a information request, and they said we don't have any. But at the same time, as you know, the city of Branson went through an exhaustive compliance program with all of the extended stay places in Branson, and his places all went through that, and they got permits from the city to be extended stay motels, but it's not called an occupancy permit.
Well, and the reason why we did that is because Taney County does not want to conflict with the city. So we bow to what they've decided.
Yeah.
In the same way that 911 addresses, Branson sets their own, apparently, their own 911
yeah.
addresses. Because otherwise you've got people that have got this paper, you know, and nothing is matching. And so we would be happy if they gave us, because we know the city of Branson requires an occupancy permit, and they'll change that depending on...
I mean, all of the properties were rehabbed when he bought them in the last 5 years, mm-hmm. and cooking facilities, they were all the things that were required to be extended stay residence hotels in the city of Branson's regulations were complied with. Why the city says they don't have an issued occupancy permits, I don't know. But when I look at the statutes for the factors for transient occupancy and residential classification, I don't see anything about occupancy permits.
But sure. How do we know? Because nightly rentals, you know, you're supposedly people love nightly rentals better because they come with kitchens and all these things. So you've remodeled to have the kitchen and all the goodies that people want with a nightly rental. So we don't know until we see what the city deems it to be.
Wrong.
Okay.
You have to do that on the evidence in the statute, and you don't have any evidence that there's nightly rental going on.
Understood.
Mr. Hawk is here to testify, if you want, that there is no nightly rental. He pays no sales tax or hotel tax.
I don't think the assessor is saying that she doesn't necessarily think it's residential. It's just that she has to operate with the other ones for occupancy permits. Am I correct?
Yeah, I just okay. need proof, official
but,
proof,
but,
and that's it.
But I think he is also right. The city should be giving occupancy permits for these, but they're not doing it apparently. Or I don't know how they're doing it. But, I mean, I guess what I'd like to do, Harry, since we're streaming live, I mean, it's not under oath or anything, but if you want to tell us that everything in there is 30-day, you know, please tell us that, and because I think that that would be critical to me, yes.
Can I say one more thing? I find it delightfully ironic that he doesn't pay sales tax, but you're giving gifts to the nightly rentals, and they do pay sales tax. You're saying that they get their $25.75. Well, and clearly, the same statute says...
If I rent my home for 30 mm-hmm. days or more, if I rent my home for 30, it's classified as residential, is it not?
Correct. More than 30 days.
Yeah. So if it's 30 days or more for these leases that these people have, how is that different?
But because it says in there... Any sales tax. If you charge sales tax,
well,
you're commercial.
And let me ask you that. Do you guys have sales tax on yours?
Absolutely not. We file zero returns.
Okay.
All the time.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, see, he's residential then.
All right. So just to confirm, all of these properties are 30-day or more stays. For whatever reason, you don't have the permits on the city, but these people are staying there for 30 days or more with a lease. And you don't pay sales tax on it. It's a lease.
Correct.
Residential lease. You have any questions, Jesse?
The clerk's office is saying that all of them are already residential, except for which one did you say?
518.
518 was the only one commercial.
That's fine.
Yeah. So
did you get impact notices that showed that they were commercial and not residential?
Yes.
So on the P-vals, it's showing something different. That's the
they may have changed them back. So maybe we just need to...
Well, if you look at the paper here that we ran for you, it shows whether it's commercial or residential.
I think they switched four of them back to residential already.
Okay.
But we can make a motion on all five of them if you want.
Yeah, it looks like BOE 518 is still commercial.
If you look over here, I can show you. So this first one...
Yeah, let's go ahead. I'll just... They're on our docket. I'm going to make the motion anyway just to confirm it.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. As to, Harry, anything else?
No.
Okay. As to BOE 517, 518, 519, 520, and 521, make a motion to classify them as residential.
Second.
Is there it? There's been a second, so we have some discussion here. There's nothing about value here. This is just classification.
That's right.
Okay. Given that, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. You'll get
Thank
a decision
you
within a few days.
Yeah, it looks like you guys changed four of them previously.
Yeah, so I was dealing with them, and one of the things that I was running into is how do I do I just take his word at it, or do I put something in the file to say, hey, here's some proof?
No, that's fine. I mean, he came and said that, yeah. So, I mean, that's,
but the
they're stuck
is,
with it. It's recorded.
Yeah. But the good thing is now under oath or in this, he has stated that he is not collecting sales tax. So it's on.
All right.
Thank you, Dan.
The gentleman, thank you for coming.
What are we doing?
Going back to the first one, which is Celeb, did you look at that's the motel.
Oh.
Did you look at those? Because he's apparently, I think we were going to call earlier, so he's waiting.
Well, when she brought that first one on the screen, I looked at it, and I thought that was the one that was a... one with boarded up windows too. So I mean, it's like
the one next to it has boarded up windows. The one he has is open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like Shady Acres Hotel, I think, is what it is, something like that.
Right. And so when they put these in, does it say how long they've been on the market? Because I mean, people put things in just to see if it'll go, but they don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if they're not,
is this the property? I think that thing's been at auction before.
The one next to it went to auction and sold at auction.
Yeah, they're,
and that's the one that's all boarded up.
Yeah,
I can't remember what value was he asking for, because we've got him at 444 on our sheet.
250.
Yeah.
And I can't justify that. I'm sorry.
All right. If
I think the value is right.
How many rooms does he have? I was just curious.
I want to say it's like 28.
Let me look at that. I can tell
right.
you.
Yeah. Dave, was he here first and second?
He's, his opinion of market value is 200. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really low.
He has, let's see.
And he purchased it.
He purchased this.
Well,
in
he purchased it 20 years ago for this, basically what it's valued at now.
Right now, well, in 21 he had 28 rooms. I don't know how many he has now. Anything different here?
Appraisal. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's, that seems right. 28 rooms.
I was just curious as to. Yeah, even at a grade D price per room.
$448.
I mean, he's that's about right where he's at. Okay, this. So these. Is there anything in here that sticks out for you guys as far as what and what he's provided? I mean, I don't know that we've ever gone lower than about six. Maybe we've gone to 15 a room. I don't know, but that's still, he's still in that ballpark.
Yeah.
The land side of it looks right, though. The land side looks correct with everything around it.
Right, and if you look at the land versus his structure, he's still not overassessed for the structure. You can build a house for what he's got the structure at.
Yeah. And you would take that 16 rooms with the land out, right?
Well, when you're doing 16 rooms or 16,000 per room, that's going to be the whole property.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be the whole thing.
I mean, it seems to me when you were doing those calculations last year, even if you did them at like a grade D was like a 16,000 or something room. I mean, that comes out like we were talking about at 448.
On this hotel comp list, what are we having for like per square foot? Adjusted price, adjusted square foot.
Let's see. Well, I don't know if I have this one in the system yet. I mean, the base is 4176.
That was from the assessor's office before you.
Yeah, I'd have to go back.
That was a class C.
What number is his hotel? Or he's not on here.
I don't think he's on here.
What's his hotel called?
What is it called?
I was just
like a shady tree or
did
the shady
take a picture acres. Of it or? It's not there. It's for the appraisal.
I mean, on a cost analysis, you're probably way over, right? Is that the cost? I mean, is that a...
His condition's at 50, half of whatever the structure value is.
Okay, but is that 444 cost? Is that using Honeycutt?
Yes.
Huh.
He's been marked down as much as we can.
Yeah.
And he's still standing.
Okay, well.
He's at 533 and then 50% of that.
So his 28 room is still, because of, I mean, we've been, even if you put it at 15 room.
So.
That's at 420. I mean, and where is this property located?
It's right on the strip.
Right on the strip.
Next to the Gun Country Theater, the old Presley Theater. Across from old Starbucks.
And if you remember that, $16,000 a room was a COVID rate, and so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but.
And you know,
to an extent, with the occupancy rates around here, I mean.
Right, and so instead of putting it back to before COVID, we've left it. So he's still doing okay because he's still at the lower rate. So again, he's right there with what the cost approach
gives. What you've done? Well, I mean, he's there. I mean, a lot of the hotels, from a cost approach, doesn't work. It'd be too much. This one looks like it's more on track if you take it also on an income.
Well, because